Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good afternoon. Welcome to today's olive tree. I'm setting things on the board. Welcome to the Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. And today I'm going to begin with an article out of East Asia Forum. Is BRICS offering an alternative model for global governance? The BRICS nations. After the 15th BRICS summit about 6 months ago in 2023, observers have speculated that the bloc may be seeking to create an alternative world order to challenge Western-led global governance. But while BRICS has diverged from the Western-led system through initiatives such as reducing reliance on the U.S. dollar and creating new institutions, questions remain about its ability to effectively leverage its members' resources and realize its ambitions of representing the global South. This has been in development for 20 years. It began to gain great momentum when Vladimir Putin became president of Russia. What this means is the end of America's world hegemony economically. It's come to an end. Continuing with the article, is BRICS offering an alternative model for global governance? After the landmark 15th BRICS summit, a group, Russia, Brazil, India, China, South Africa, sought to construct an alternative world order and upend Western-led global governance. Before the 2023 summit, 40 countries expressed interest in joining the group, and 23 formally applied. In 2024, the group welcomed 5 new members: Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, the United Arab Emirates, and potentially Saudi Arabia. The expansion of the BRICS prompts speculation about the direction of the group's mobilization and possible alternatives to the current global system. If the group manages to reach a consensus on key policy issues, it might exert significant pressure to change the system from within. But it could also use its political and economic power to create a new, potentially parallel system of governance. This is a threat to empire. Russia and Ukraine doesn't pose the threat that BRICS and the nations joining that network because they're going to de-dollarize, no longer use American dollars. And because of that, it's a threat. Empire is being threatened. Will they be successful? Yes. Global governments, a parallel system. And what's happening in the Middle East definitely needs to be watched. But while these two wars are taking place, Vladimir Putin stated at the beginning of the year, his number one objective in 2024 is to gather these nations in parallel to trade amongst themselves, use their currencies, abandon the United States petrodollar, to abandon like an orphan, like the redheaded stepchild, not to offend anybody. But they're going to abandon the U.S. dollar. These nations, along with China and Russia, and the other 25 now nations that are seeking to become part of the system, are at war with the United States of America. It's an all-out war. This administration knows it. All of the financial market, they know what this means. No longer is the United States dollar going to be the currency of the world. It's shifting. Sustaining and expanding a large coalition to challenge the status quo is strenuous work. Yet, the BRICS group has evolved into a strategic entity, dedicated to system-wide reforms. Waning enthusiasm for U.S. leadership following the global war on terrorism and weakened trust in the Western-led financial system after the global financial crisis created fertile grounds for BRICS countries to cooperate on common goals. The group's resource investment, multi-level engagement, and robust internal processes have deepened policy coordination. So they are, they've made it clear. The whole world is aware of what the BRICS system, the BRICS concept, with the nations involved. They are conscious of what this means for the United States, for our decade or our century plus rule. This means America's hegemony is being threatened and is coming to an end.
This is Mark Call, host of the Come Out of Her My People show here on the Roar of the Rockies. Tune in to discover why, whether it's the law of the land or scripture, what you've probably heard it says is not what is written. It's time to come out of all of that.
My name is James with Milco Carpet Cleaning. I'm based out of Milliken, serving all of Northern Colorado. We're a family-owned company that will clean your carpets, upholstery, tile, and rugs. My goal is to freshen your home and business, leaving you dry and clean in no time with no residues. Mention this ad and receive $10 per room off, up to $50. You can call me at 970-405-3740 or email me at nococarpetcleaning@gmail.com. Don't forget to check out my reviews on Google.
As 1360 continues to grow, we want to know what our listeners think. Tell us what you like. Tell us what you don't like. Give us your feedback. Go to 1360khnc.com and hit the contact button and give us your thoughts.
Are you prepared for a power outage? Never be left in the dark again. Wagner Electric has proudly partnered with Generac to provide long-lasting generators for your home. We have standalone and portable generators in stock now, so give us a call for a free estimate at 970-800-3693. If you are constructing or upgrading your home, trust our expert electricians to take care of your home the first time. We offer services for anything from wiring an unfinished basement to wiring a newly built pole barn. Your electrical system is the heartbeat of your home. So don't risk it and give us a call today to get started at 970-800-3693 or visit us at WagnerElectricCO.com. We are located off Highway 85 in Greeley at 1517 2nd Avenue. Wagner Electric sets the standard.
What they do, they smile in your face.
Okay, so to continue, with the BRICS, with this group, with these nations, America is at war with the world, with all of the nations that are in this system. The system is at war not just with American world hegemony, but a hidden group of very powerful people. Going on with the article, the BRICS group has consistently argued for a more multipolar and democratic order, emphasizing the imperative for diversified global leadership and greater plurality of ideas. The pursuit will likely result in the reduced representation of Western ideas and leaders in the global decision make and in global decision making. The notion of a parallel order gained prominence as BRICS started institutionalizing cooperation. The New Development Bank, NDB, and the Contingent Reserve Agreement established by the group with significant investments have frequently been discussed as alternatives to Western-dominated institutions such as the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund included. The track record of the Asian Infrastructure Investment Bank, a China-led multilateral development bank whose membership has nearly doubled since its founding in 2016 to over 100 countries, lends credence to such notions. There is a change. It's going to happen. American people are not aware of it. This is why the upheaval in the banking system in this country. The BRICS countries, the nations of the world in general, are at war with not just America, but they're at war with a, you know, on the dollar bill, you have the pyramid with the all-seeing eye on top. The all-seeing eye, this is what the nations were at war with. What is the all-seeing eye? It is a group of very powerful people that rule things internationally known as Pilgrim Society. I'm going to present who these people are to you. Most people have at least vaguely heard of the term Eastern Establishment. This is a reference to a group of people in the northeast of the United States which to many appear to wield a disproportionate amount of influence over the nation's politics. This influence goes back further than the days of John Rockefeller Sr. and J.P. Morgan Sr. It has been illustrated by the fact that a great number of individuals working in the senior positions of government have come from a select number of universities, banks, insurance companies, law firms, think tanks, and foundations, only to return to this network after their public term comes to an end. Often these individuals served as political appointees or independent advisors to a number of presidents, with proteges at universities and think tanks continually showing up in later administrations. Together with a number of other peculiarities, think of controversial policies, suspected cover-ups, ignored conflicts of interest, lack of media attention, etc. Some people have become suspicious of what at times appears to be a kind of permanent establishment controlling the machinations of government, no matter who the public is allowed to vote for. A 1962 newspaper column voiced these suspicions in the following manner. There is an establishment in the United States. The word establishment is a general term for the power elite in international finance, business, professions largely from the Northeast, who wield most of the power regardless of who is in the White House. Who is wielding the power over the individual that's in the White House, that's not really the president? This is who this is speaking of. Most people are unaware of the existence of this legitimate mafia, yet the power of the establishment makes itself felt from the professor who seeks a foundation grant to the candidate for a cabinet post or State Department job. It affects the nation's policies in almost every area. For example, the Council of Foreign Relations in New York City, subsidized by Rockefeller interests since 1927, boasts a membership of at least 90% establishment figures. This is who the BRICS nations are at war against. Yes, the United States, but this Eastern establishment. They have a name for it. It's called the WASP elite. The origins of the Eastern establishment is hardly part of accepted or official history. When not ignored, authors writing about this subject have generally been criticized, sometimes for seeing things that aren't there, other times for cherry-picking evidence and ignoring the complexities of government and society as a whole. While to a degree there is some merit to these arguments, at the same time it appears these discussions exist because there really exist powerful political and business elites which like the way their system of private behind the scenes conference meetings and policy influencing is working for them. What sets the elite apart from the regular population is influence. Influence in domestic politics and economy, and influence in foreign politics and world economy. This influence in many cases is hereditary, because within establishment circles, it's as much about who you know and who your parents know, as it is about what you know. In the modern age, education is critical. And in the case of the Eastern Establishment of the United States, the vast majority of members send their children to Yale Harvard, or Princeton to get a law degree or MBA. Members of the British establishment usually go to Oxford, with Cambridge coming in second. As soon as these young students graduate, they are free to join the family bank and establishment businesses, or the key think tanks, or the NGOs. Outsiders can join the club by going to the right universities and allowing themselves to be groomed by members of the establishment. The establishment is a so-called WASP establishment, meaning white, Anglo-Saxon, Protestant. The term specifically refers to Americans of British descent. Even though there is a similar WASP establishment in Great Britain surrounding the royal family, which is closely associated with its American counterpart. The term WASP, when applied to America's elite, is somewhat inadequate. Usually, its Anglo-Saxon descent and Protestant values are emphasized, followed by a general description of the historic influence of this group. Whenever the question comes up, if this establishment still has great influence today, few, if any, scholars come up with a clear and definite answer, much further than throwing around terms like Ivy League and old boys networks. They usually won't go. 2008, let's change this and write down a detailed list of characteristics which fully describe the traditional Eastern establishment or WASP elite. Number one, it is a social elite centered around a number of universities, a group of banks, insurance companies, and law firms, and a group of influential, privately funded foundations and think tanks. This is who the BRICS nations and the nations that will join the BRICS, this is who they are at war with. Okay, point two. It is centered in and around New York, even though at any moment a large portion of this group is active within the government and non-government institutions in Washington. Number three, there is a close relationship with the British aristocracy and the British royal family via diplomatic officials, individual contacts, and private clubs. Four, the dominant religion is Protestant, in particular the Episcopal, Anglican, and Presbyterian churches, which overall have no problem with Darwinism. Number five, British branches of Freemasonry and Templar orders are still quite popular. Six, this is a group behind the globalization process, and members are generally great supporters of the United Nations and the Sustainable Development Movement. This United Nations and the Sustainable Development, this goes back 100 years. It's not new, but the time is right. Number seven, Catholic and especially Zionist interests are not very much appreciated, although diplomatic ties are always maintained. Here we have what's happening with the Catholic Church. We hear what's happening with the Zionists or with Israel in general. The reader has probably heard of some of these points before and may or not agree with them. So, this is where we'll get to a point where we give just a little bit of history. You see, the BRICS nations, the BRICS concept, could only be realized through Vladimir Putin. China couldn't do it solely. America wouldn't do it. So Vladimir Putin, he began to work like the Russians say in war, they like to grind their enemy to pieces. They like to just grind, grind, grind. And that's what they're doing with the BRICS concept. One nation at a time. But the main nation initially was China. Then, after that, it would be India, etc. We'll be back. Continue in just a few minutes.
Animals are languishing in U.S. shelters, especially dogs who look a certain way. These dogs are just as deserving of loving homes as any type of dog, which is why we decided to help them get out of kennels. Join the thousands of supporters of our mission to help us expand our national reach and proudly place more dogs from kennels into their forever homes. To learn more about our mission, please visit us at kenneltocouch.org.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1-ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Calvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Calvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
Hi, this is Rod from PCs and Parts. We are located in Loveland at the Orchard Shopping Center. I just wanted to let you know, not only do we fix and repair and build computers, we also have a great lineup of security camera systems. In today's world, we need every advantage we can get when it comes to security. Call us at 970-203-0696 or find us at PCsandParts.com. That's 970-203-0696 or PCsandParts.com.
We'll be right back.
You might think this is a story about the Hotel California, and it is. The true story. The BRICS countries are at war with not only the United States as a superpower, the greatest superpower ever, but against a system of elites. And not only are the nations at war with this group, the Trump people, the conservative people, the Christian people are also at war with this group. It is an occult group. Now, I'm going to tell you a little bit about who these people are. And I don't have time to tell you how it started, but I'm going to tell you what they control. Now, as I have discussed to this audience in the past, dynasties, elites, royals, monarchies, they're a unique group of. It's like spiders. You have a black widow, then you have a brown recluse. They're in the spider family, just different. They're different. They spin their webs differently. Their poison is different, but still poison. And one thing about spiders is all they do is eat. They consume everything. So here's the network. Beginning with initially the network. These people have died, but their influence continues. There's the Astor family, Aldrich, Belmont, Baker, Carnegie, Dillon, Dodge, Drexel, Duke, DuPont, Gould, Harkness, Harriman, Lamont, Lodge, Loeb, Mellon, Meyer, Morgan, Peabody's, Pine, Reynolds, Sassoon, Schiff's, Schroeder's, Stillman, Vanderbilt, Warburg, Watson, Whitney, Windsor, and I saved the best for last, Rockefeller. The young people, probably 50 and younger, are not really familiar with America's history around 1880 to 1940. They didn't know the wealthy families that built this country. They have all died, but their foundations, their influence continues to the present. This is the network. These white Anglo-Saxon Protestants. And the concept actually came out of the mind of Cecil B. Rhodes with his witch warlock W.T. Stead helping him in his philosophies. Rhodes, Rhodesia, this is why South Africa is part of the BRICS. South Africa is at war basically with the British and the Rhodes Network because of what Cecil Rhodes conceptualized. He conceptualized a group of people. He initially called them white powers that will take over the world. The Bible says that won't ever happen. He changed it because it was too radical. He changed it to English-speaking nations. What nations was he referring to? America, Britain, Australia, New Zealand, Canada. That's who he was referring to. These five eyes nations were to rule the world, and to a great degree they have. Now, what do they control? Now, also in Europe, you have many barons, viscounts, earls, marquises, dukes. You have members of the British royal family that have been patrons of the British, of the Pilgrim Society since its inception. You have known banking families like Baring, Hambro, Harcourt, Keswick, Rothschild, Kleinwort, Loeb, Warburg. These are the heads of Barclays and the British managers of U.S. banks as Chase Manhattan, J.P. Morgan, that eventually merge into J.P. Morgan Chase. Now, the banks that they own are presently being cannibalized and going out of business, too much debt. Our Federal Reserve can't bail them out any longer because our federal dollars are no good. China, India, European nations in the Middle East don't want our dollars. In South America, Africa, they don't want our dollars. They want their currencies to be strong, and they're trading amongst this whole group of nations, excluding the United States, Canada, England, Australia, and New Zealand. Some of the banks: American Securities, Bankers Trust. And the reason I'm telling you about this is because if you don't see the influence of Pilgrim Society, you think it's just like another barking dog down the street, when actually it's not. It's a pack of lions.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer, or visit renewremedy.com.
When I started MyPillow, it was just a problem solution, one product company. Well, since then, with the help of my dedicated employees, we now have hundreds of products, some you might not even know about. To get the word out, we're having a $25 extravaganza. Two-pack multi-use MyPillows, $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. And for the first time ever, our six-pack towel sets, you guessed it, just $25. Our brand new four-pack dish towels, $25. And I've never done this before. Premium MyPillows with all new Giza fabric, any size, any loft level, even king size for only $25. And there's so much more. So go to MyPillow.com.
Use that promo code KHNC
for our $25 extravaganza. Order $75 and over, your entire order ships absolutely free.
Join me for my America First radio show, Monday through Friday, 5 to 7 a.m. and Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. right here on AM 1360, The Roar of the Rockies.
The Tree Farm's early spring tree and shrub sale is going on now. Come see thousands of trees, shrubs, perennials, and more with huge savings. See what's on sale at thetreefarm.com. 6-foot-tall Honeycrisp apple trees, now only $119.99 each. Ready-to-bloom lilac shrubs, now only $67.46 each. Choose from purple, pink, or white. The early spring tree and shrub sale.
Come see. I-25 to exit 235. then 5 miles west to the tree farm.
Sleep is kind to me, in dreams he came. That voice which calls to me and speaks my name.
Trying to present to you the real Phantom of the Opera, who really rules the world, giving you the names of the families. I'm going to give you the names of the banks. If you don't know your enemy, you're beating the air. King David, in the Old Testament, before he became king and after he became king, he was victorious in his battles because he had studied his enemies. He knew the enemies that fought on the plains with the horses and chariots, and he knew not to meet them in the plains. He knew to draw them into the hills. He knew those in the hills that's where they fought. Well, what he did is he didn't fight them during the day. He fought them at night. If you don't know who your enemy is, you don't know what you're up against. I'm explaining who the nations of the world, they know who they are up against. I'm explaining to you the pyramid, the capstone on the pyramid on the $1 bill. It is Pilgrim Society. And Pilgrim Society in every aspect, every one of the legs and the multi-arm Shiva, the multi-headed Hydra. The people of this country in this coming election, this is what the Trump crowd is up against. This is who the enemy is in this administration. These people are directed members of, loyal to, this group, this system. They are, this is, I think it was Woodrow Wilson said, you better be careful even what you whisper, because they have ears everywhere, because they have members everywhere. Biden is part of the group. Kissinger, part of the group. Schwab, Klaus, part of the group. Jorge Soros. All these people are involved. Now I'm going to read some of the banks. These banks now are in trouble because of the BRICS system. American Securities, Bankers Trust, Bank of England, Barclays Bank, Barings Bank, Blackstone Group, Brewery Savings, Brown Brothers, Harriman, Bullock Fund, Chase Manhattan, Chase National, Chemical Bank, Citibank, Drexel & Company, Federal Reserve, Fidelity Trust, Fifth Avenue Bank, First Boston Corp, First National Bank, Fourth National Bank of New York, Goldman Sachs, Gotham National Bank, Hambro, Harriman National Bank, Internet National Banking Corp, Irving Trust, J.G. White & Company, Schroeder & Company, Kidder, Peabody & Company, Kleinwort, Work, Benson, Kuhn, Loeb & Company, Lazard, Lehman's Brother, Loeb, Rhodes & Company, Manufacturers Hanover, Marine Midland, Mellon Bank, J.P. Morgan & Company, J.P. Morgan Chase, Morgan Grenfell UK, Morgan Guarantee Trust, Morgan Stanley, Morgan Joseph & Company. See, the Morgans are dead, been dead for over a century, but they still live. New York Savings, N.M. Rothschild & Son, Oppenheimer & Company, Payne Weber, Rockefeller Center, Inc., Rockefeller Family & Associates, Solomon Brothers, S.G. Warburg, Shearson Loeb Rhodes, U.S. Trust Corp., New York. This is what the American people are up against. This is what the nations of the world are up against. They are up against a system that is like the multi-arm Shiva. Like an octopus, the arms and the tentacles are stretched out internationally over the whole globe, and everything they touch, they control. The governments of other nations, the presidents of other nations, and America, because of Vladimir Putin, America and this group of people, this ruling cabal, they are being threatened. They've had enemies in the past, but the enemies have not been a threat. This time, the big threat is China, Russia, India, Brazil, South Africa, Egypt, UAE, all the nations, some of the nations in the Middle East, some of the European nations, Germany. If Germany doesn't break away from the United States, Germany is gone. Nations in the South, in the Central and South America. I think that in a view that I have to consider, I think that all these people coming from these southern countries in the Central America and South America, I think it is a continued punishment and judgment by God because of America's wars and because of the evil that has come out of this country. And the greatest evil is this matter of the sins of Sodom and Gomorrah and also the sins of Egypt, which was idolatry and demon worship. We're under judgment. We'll finish the program in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
ETI is your local one-stop shop for all your heavy equipment needs, from rebuilding your components to helping manage your fleet. Our goal is to make your life simple. Our full-service hydraulic and machine shop will meet all your expectations. We also offer free pickup and delivery. Call Jeff at 970-685-2064 with any questions or to schedule a pickup. Again, that's 970-685-2064.
Before I was adopted, I felt like nobody wanted me. I felt like my life was already over.
At a certain age, they don't want you. You're troubled and stuff.
Even if I wanted to be adopted, who would adopt a 17-year-old?
Inside, I knew, like, I'm not a troubled kid. I know what I'm in for, why I'm here.
My biggest fear was that I would age out and not know how to be sufficient on my own.
I had nightmares every single day at my birth mom's house. It was just really scary for me living there.
I was scared. I was lost, and I felt hopeless.
I felt like, don't I deserve to feel happy and loved?
I just wish I'd gotten adopted sooner.
Unfortunately, the number of children waiting to be adopted from foster care is on the rise. The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is the only public nonprofit charity in the U.S. focused exclusively on foster care adoption. You can help. Go to DaveThomasFoundation.org to learn more.
I'm Joe Jaquin, CEO of the Patriot Trading Group, and I would like to encourage everyone to make sure they are prepared financially as the Federal Reserve continues to destroy the value of the dollar. Since the closing of the gold window in 1971, the Federal Reserve has led the way in the explosion of debt and the devaluing of your money. They openly say that they need 2% inflation, which simply means they hope to devalue your money, and they want to do this every single year, year after year. I know it's hard to understand. But the Federal Reserve believes in prosperity through debt and growth via the devaluation of your future. To learn more about how to protect yourself, visit us at allamericangold.com or call us at 800-951-0592 and protect yourself against the devaluing of your money.
I was scared of pretty girls and starting conversations. All my friends are turning green. Yeah, the magician's assistant in their dream. Oh.
My friends aren't turning green. Speaking of green, that's the last thing we want to do is to be green. Turn green. So with this group of this entity, this structure of very powerful individuals, you know, I think when I think of green, I think of John Kerry. The Jolly Green Giant, that's John Kerry. He's just a Jolly Green Giant. I think of Watsonville, California when I think of him. Okay. This is the system. This is the group. This is who, all that I'm speaking of, this is who rules the world. This is the group with all of these ancient families that have always been involved in the occult from Europe, the United States, and like Justin Castro Trudeau. Don't think that he's not involved in the occult. Alexandria Castro Cortez. Don't think that she's not involved in secret societies. But this system, if you don't know your enemy, you don't know what you're fighting. This enemy that I'm telling you about today has already planned what's going to happen with this coming election. I believe they've already planned it's not going to happen. Nothing happens that they don't approve and orchestrate. The ship that took down the bridge, these people, they knew. 2 minutes of the recorder, blank. They know. These people, World War I, they needed World War II, the man of choice, Adolf Hitler, funded by the Rockefellers, the Fords, the Kennedys, the Gates, the DuPonts, the Firestones. Hitler couldn't pull this off on his own. In the Vietnam War, same group of people, same families. But of all these families that I mentioned earlier, remember, the lightest oil always goes to the top. That's the principle. The most powerful people, influential people in the occult, always go to the position of the lead or the leadership position, orchestrating what happens. And they have the mechanism to do it. We'll visit tomorrow. Podcasts are on 1360khnc.com to the podcast section. Olive Tree site. Sites that you want to know and visit, Rick Rodriguez.
Any major disaster, especially weather-related, when the power goes out, can cause people to suddenly panic. Within hours, grocery store shelves in your area can be picked clean. Food supply lines get interrupted, and food is hard to find. At that point, it's too late to do anything about it. You must survive only on the food you already have in your home, or risk waiting for the government to respond while you're standing in food lines. So ask yourself, do you have enough food in your home to last for weeks or months? That's why the smart move is to secure your family's personal supply of the most reliable emergency food you can buy. Having at least 4 weeks' worth of food is not a luxury. It's mandatory. If you don't want you and your family to end up in this situation, go to 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button at the top of the page. That's 1360KHNC.com and click on the Patriot Supply button.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.